Hello and welcome to the Courier Daily, local news that you need to know. It's Thursday, the 17th of November.
I think nobody's really comfortable talking about their mental health.
No?
There's stigma attached, of course.
For men in particular, do you think?
Particularly for men, yeah. Especially when it comes to the emotional aspect.
That was Jack, who's 64 and from Dundee, and he was talking to our reporter Brendan Duggan, who's been out in the city ahead of International Men's Day on Saturday, which aims to draw attention to the issue of male suicide. And he's been asking local men how they feel about opening up to others when it comes to mental health. More on that shortly. I'm Claire Johnston, and this is the Courier Daily.
Hi, I'm Amy Flett, live news reporter at The Courier. By subscribing, you'll help us bring you The Courier Daily every morning because local stories matter. Join us and become a subscriber today because local matters. Visit thecourier.co.uk/subscribe.
Now, on Saturday, International Men's Day will, among other issues, aim to raise awareness of male suicide around the world. In Scotland, three quarters of those who died by suicide in 2021 were male, and the suicide rate is over three times higher in the most deprived areas compared with the least deprived. Our reporter, Brendan Duggan, has been out on the streets of Dundee to hear the views of local people when it comes to men's mental health.
Norma. I'm 60.
I'm Jack, 64.
Yeah, my name's Stephen, I'm 35.
Nice to meet you, Stephen. Stephen, are you, you know, as a guy to guy, are you comfortable kind of talking about your mental health these days?
Probably more nowadays, as I'm a bit, like, since I've gotten a little bit older than maybe I would have been in my 20s, probably, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, and do you think that's to do with kind of, what do you think that is?
I think maybe it's, like, it's probably more acceptable now, I would say, for men to be maybe more vulnerable or speak. But, like, I've been with my wife for almost, the same person with almost 15 years. So, like, when you're in a, like, having a long-term relationship, I'm comfortable, like, speaking about maybe things that are happening or things I'm maybe worried about. So I think that helps as well, having somebody that you know you can talk to.
And Norma, you know, do you think men in this day and age are, you know, comfortable talking about their mental health?
I think they're getting better at talking about it, but I've got a son myself who suffers from mental health problems, and he doesn't talk about it, so yeah, it's difficult.
I just want to ask, you know, in this day and age, kind of guy to guy, are you comfortable talking about your mental health?
Probably not as comfortable as I should be. There are certain people in my life that I would open up to. If things were, I don't know, going a bit rough or whatever, but no, I'm very conscious that I suppose I am a bit of a typical bloke and would probably clam up a little more than I should, yeah.
And do you think kind of like days make any difference for you?
It's a tough one. Yeah, probably, yes. It needs to be highlighted. The stigma needs to be broken down. I think with a sort of pummeling of information, a pummeling of kind of, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, you know, highlighting the fact that it is an issue, I think if that continues, then the stigma will probably eventually be broken down. So yes, I do think that.
I don't know, like, I'm not sure. Like, I think a lot, especially with, like, I think with social media and stuff like that, I think things like that, there's obviously good sides to it, and there's also, I think there's maybe a part of it where, like, it's great to have awareness about these things, but whether or not a lot of it's just lip service or not, people sort of saying they support these things, but then maybe don't actually, like, what if the time came, maybe they wouldn't be as, what's the word I'm looking for, as supportive as maybe they say they would. But I think it's good to raise awareness for these types of things, yeah.
Right, so you're saying, you know, there's lots of outside issues rather than just men's mental health in general.
Well, it's connected, you know.
Connected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's huge drug problems in Scotland, and Dundee especially, it seems. I think we need to address these issues.
And do you think days make any difference for people like him?
Not really. He's very, stays in the house and doesn't really communicate a lot, so yeah, he's got quite serious problems. But yeah, I think in general, I think people are getting better at talking about it.
Do you think there's anything more we should be doing as a society?
Well, I definitely think the mental health services need to improve, because there's not a lot of help there. You're just kind of left to your own devices. I think a lot needs to be done there for people to get more help.
Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.